Hey, this is Robin, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today, our feature album is by the Nihilist Spasm Band, and it's recorded live at the Western Front. And let's tell you a little bit about them before I get started. They are formed in 65 by some people who had basically no desire to play traditional instruments, so things like kazoos and some homemade instruments were brought in. And they're from London, Ontario, and their music is completely freely improvised, which is the brilliance of it. And they make their own instruments, which is even better. None of the members are musically trained. And if you want more information on them, their website has descriptions of their instruments as well. It's www.simpatico.ca/Pratton with two T's / NSB. And just to give you some heads up on some of their instruments, one of the ones that I heard of that was, like, ridiculous was the giant electric kazoo. So here's the first track off the album that was recorded at the Western Front, and it's called What About Me?
Selection number one, What About Me? What about me? What about me? So you think the economy's bad? What about me? What do I want? I want my fair share. Me first. I want what's coming to me and maybe a little bit more. I got my rights. So you think the CN Tower is the tallest freestanding structure? What about me? So you think there are seven wonders of the world? What about me? The sun never sets on the British Empire. It sets on me. Let go my ego. I want to teach the world to sing my song.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. Robin. Oh, by the way, if you have anything that you'd like to say, you can call into the online or on-air line, phone line. And the number is 604-822-CITR or 604-822-2487. Love to hear from you. So that was Nihilist Spasm Band live at the Western Front and a song called What About Me? Next up is something almost completely different, but whatever. It's Philip Glass. I'm going to be playing something from his opera Einstein on the Beach. And just a heads up for those of you who aren't quite sure, he's an American minimalist composer, and he's one of the most influential 20th century composers, actually. He's about 71 years old now. But he says his music isn't, quote, minimalist, but actually he's a composer of music with repetitive structures. So take it as you will. But his opera is scored and written by himself, and it's designed and directed by Robert Wilson. And in it, there are ensembles, choruses, and soloists. It's 5 hours long, and the audience is free to come and go as they please because it's so long, and there is no intermission the entire time. So here's the track called Knee Plays One.
Five,
This is rated R for
Really Awesome.
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What? What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
I think just about everyone is familiar with stories about dead people or animals that continue moving after they die.
CITR's Exquisite Corpse moves to Thursday night with your host, DJ Lee.
You see, we move our muscles as a result of an electrochemical reaction in our nerves.
Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight, tonight. Tonight.
Usually, though, the resulting movement is just a twitch.
101.9 Vancouver.
Wildies that fly with their wings tied up with strings.
I don't know, Don. I think I was more comfortable with the twitching when I thought I was just imagining it.
Exquisite Corpse with your host, DJ Bleak. Now 7:30 to 9 p.m. Thursdays. Still putting the mental in experimental.
Well, it could be worse.
Okay, welcome back to the Rib. You just heard some Einstein on the Beach by Philip Glass, and I'm sorry, it wasn't Knee Plays 1, or maybe it was. I don't have it with me here, so I can't tell. Up next is something by Kid Koala and Martin Tetrio. It was recorded, the album is called, oh, wait, I'm totally getting ahead of myself. Let me backtrack. Up next is another track from the Nihilist Spasm Band. What was I thinking? And again, this is Live at the Western Front, and this song is called Finest Band in the Land.
Number two. The Nihilist Spasm Band is the finest band in the land. We play at bars with our loud guitars, and at artistic galleries, too. Although we're getting old, we're not about to fold. You got it right, we're gonna fight. We're gonna keep playing for you!
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, now up next is Kid Koala. Before, I was just not thinking. What you're getting is Kid Koala and Martin Titrio, and the record's called Fauna Victo. It was recorded live in Victoriaville in Quebec at this Victoriaville festival, I guess they have every year. And this was released in November under Victo Records. And the song I'm going to play is called No, Fantasy Island.
What?
So, we're back again. Up next is another one by the Nihilist Spasm Band, live at the Western Front. And by the way, if you're wondering, the Western Front is in Vancouver, actually on Main Street. And this was recorded in 2005. And just to give you a little bit about the people involved, there's John Boyle. He plays electric kazoo, electric thumb piano, and drums. John Clement on bass guitar and drums. Bill Exley does the vocals and plays the cooking pot. And Murray Favreau is on guitar. Art Pratton plays the Pratt Avarius and electric water pipe. Tim Glasgow plays guitar, drums, and bass. And Aya Onishi plays another electric kazoo and more drums, believe it or not. So this next track is called Stupidity.
Stupidity! Stupidity is disgusting, repulsive, obnoxious, cretinous, wasteful. Stupidity! Stupidity is typical, common, everywhere. Confusion is unpleasant. Uncertainty is upsetting. Getting lost is disquieting. Being hesitant is unsettling. Doubtfulness, confusion, unhappiness is depressing. Gloom, dreary barrenness is bleak. Ugliness is anxiety. Misery, desolation. Desolation is despair. Woe, sorrow. Death, agony, humiliation, degradation. Groveling, despicableness. Obsession, repression, confusion. Unpleasant obscurity. A panic is getting lost. Is this is panic, hesitant. Is it a fight? No one is in the pain. This is a panic, violence, waste, friendship, energy. No one
thank you.
Okay. So that was from the Nihilist Spasm Band. And up next we have a rather short track. It's by Los Del Mar, which is a guitar player named Thomas Bonvalet from France. And it's on the Sick Room label. It came out this February. And it's a self-titled CD, and he is a guitar player, and he sort of does a little bit of percussion. But his music is a balance, according to Audioversity, it's a balance of refined experimentalism and primitive noise rock. So here's another track by the Nihilist Spasm Band, and this one is called Mature Consideration.
Mature Consideration. Interesting, but I am not entirely sure that I fully concur with your basic premises. There may be a slight fault in your reasoning. In fact, upon mature consideration, I find your theory to be a concatenation of inexactitudes, a farrago of dubiosities. In fact, it is balderdash, tommy rot, gobbledygook, eyewash, bunk, bash, palaver, rubbish, garbage, babblegab, fiddle faddle, gibberish, twaddle, lather. It is idiotic, imbecilic, cretinous. You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Thank you.
and on they go. I had to cut that short because I have a special, special treat for you listeners. But before that, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, we have to tell you what's up next. So at 5 o'clock, we have news. And then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip T, followed by Son of Night Dreams with Jolly JT and Nimrod, and Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay at 7:30. And then at 9 o'clock is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, followed by Vengeance Is Mine at midnight with Trevor Fielding. So, this special treat I have here is from the recording that John Cage did with Sun Ra. It's called John Cage Meets Sun Ra, and they're unedited segments of the historic concert that was part of the Sideshows by the Seashore, held on June 8th in 86 on Coney Island, New York. And these are improvisations and songs by Sun Ra and Cage's indeterminate performance vocals. And it's based on strict composition methods that are contrasted with the indeterminate performances. And John Cage reads parts of his Empty Words 4 during it. Sun Ra improvises on the Yamaha DX7 synthesizer. And both side 1 and 2 are over 20 minutes long. But I thought, what the hell, I'll just play side 1. And here it is, guys.
Thank you. No. Thank you. And